Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We're going to visit with Haley Gritmacher. Haley's the head coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjack volleyball team. And her season starts, this week or next week, Haley?
We actually don't start till the week after Labor Day.
Oh, okay.
Or the week of Labor Day. Our first game is September 5th in Graceville.
Oh, September 5th in Graceville. Yeah. Okay, so you got a ways to go yet then.
Yeah,
okay.
We got a ways to go.
You got some scrimmages lined up?
We had a scrimmage last Friday at Minnewaska. We played Albany, Minnewaska, West Central, Wheaton, and Brandon Evansville.
Okay. How'd you do?
We did pretty good. Obviously, you know, you don't keep score in the preseason, but I felt like we were 500, which is the mark we're going for this year.
Okay.
So I felt like that was definitely a good start for us. We have a lot of leadership this year with a big senior and junior class. So it's just fun to see those kids finally step on the court and be the upperclassmen.
Okay, good. How many years is this for you as on the volleyball staff at Dawson Boyd?
This is my fifth year as a coach in Dawson and my second year as a head coach.
Second year as head coach. Okay,
yep.
Good. All right, so you got your feet wet pretty good then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep, for sure.
The girls put some time in during the summer in volleyball?
Yeah, so our kids are so busy. They do lots of different sports. So we gave them June off, and then we hit practices hard in July. It was the same number of practices we would have had if we would have practiced all summer long. We just condensed it and did it in July, so they were a little bit less busy. Our team camp typically falls in July, too, so it's nice to practice all month long and then get that team camp in. And we had a good attendance this year, and that's kind of something that we've lacked in the past, just because our kids are in so many different activities, and I don't want to make them choose.
Yep.
So it was good to see the good attendance this summer.
Yep, I think all coaches and all volleyball teams, and not only volleyball but any sport, kids are pretty busy in different activities all summer. So,
yes.
Good. Well, why don't you introduce your team to us this year and maybe talk about each girl.
Sounds good. So I have 14 girls on varsity this year. Number one is a junior setter, Maddie Gruel. She played C-Squad and JV last year, and she's also on JV this year and varsity. She's got good hands, and she's athletic, so we're hoping to use her a little bit in the varsity lineup. We have four setters, so we're really not sure what direction we're going to go. But, yeah, she's one of those setters. We have a junior defensive specialist, Natia Ritter. She was on varsity last year as well. With only having one 10th grader, a lot of these juniors are on JV as well. So Natia is one of those that will pass for JV too. She came in off the bench for us last year a little bit on varsity towards the end of the season and did a really nice job. She's quiet, but she's definitely a threat back there. Number three is a junior middle blocker, Addie Tufto. She is also on JV. She came in off the bench as a passer and as a middle for us. And I think when your middles can pass, it sets you apart from a lot of other teams. So we're excited to have more middles that can run that system for us. She's also kind of versatile as far as can hit a little bit of right side or outside. So that's really great, too. We have a freshman, number four, Caden Perkins. She's another one of our setters. Good hands, quick athletic feet, just working on that confidence. Obviously, she's just a ninth grader. She's also an outside hitter, so she's another versatile player who can play the position that her team needs. And then she is also on JV as well. And then the first of our seniors, Ayanna Hasted, number five. She's a middle blocker for us. This will be her fifth year as a starter. So it's really fun to have that experience on the court. She works hard, and then she's also a captain for us. Reese Johnson, number six, is a junior outside hitter. Reese has got a quick arm, and she's a great leader. She's also a captain. She's hilarious. The kids love her, and it's just really fun to have a leader who can lead by example on the court, but also just have a good sense of humor and bring some light air to the gym. So our Next player, number 7, is Bailey Bothan. She's a junior setter. This will be Bailey's fourth year starting for us. She started when she was an eighth grader. She's a setter in her right side. She's been a utility player for us until last year. So her first couple years, she played some outside, some right side, some middle, just wherever the team needed her. But she really needed to find a home, and she likes being setter and working on the right side. And definitely feels home there. And she's another one of our captains. She is light like Reese and funny, but she also brings a serious competitive edge to the gym, which is super great. Next, we have number 8 is Rylan Pleasner. She's a 10th grade middle blocker. She also plays a little bit of right side. Rylan will be on JV as well, and then she's the only 10th grader in our program, so it's fun for her to be on varsity this year. She's really excited. She works hard. She looks up to Ayana and Haley, our two senior middles, so it's just really fun for her to be able to grow under those kids. Okay. We have number 9, senior setter Rachel Jorgens. Rachel was a 3-year starter on JV as a setter, and this will be her first season on varsity. She was a manager for us last year in Leonard. She works really hard. She's a farm kid. She's going to give you everything she has. It was so funny. At whale stain this morning, she said, "You'll have to show me how to lift those because I just like to throw hay bales." So it's just really fun to she's a really fun kid to have in the gym and works really hard, always has a smile on her face, and teaches kids what it's like to be a blackjack athlete. Next, we have number 10, Emerson Olson. She is a senior right side hitter. Emerson was also on JV last year with Rachel. She was the right side, so those two complement each other really well. Emerson has a finesse to her swing that's not like anybody else. It comes in a little bit more at an angle, and she gets the ball to drop, so it's really fun for her to have that success. She was on JV last year and was a manager for varsity and lettered as well, so bringing in some kids that have experience being on the bench and just being excited for their teammates is really, really fun. And we've got Lindsay Lund, number 11. She's a junior defensive specialist. Lindsay's a utility player, played a little outside for JV last year, but is kind of transitioning more to just being a back row player and specializing in what she really excels at. She's a phenomenal leader. She works hard. She asks questions. She wants to be better every single day. She brings out the best in people. And like I said, she just works really hard, which is great for a coach to have. Next, we have number 12, Allie Essling. She's a senior. She's the last of our captains, the fourth captain. Her and Ayana were both captains last year as juniors as well, with last year's seniors. That we had Kate Dahl and Chelsea Hughesby were our two senior captains last year. So Allie rounds out that captain spot. Although she just stands at 5'5", she can jump through the roof. She has put in the work in the weight room this summer, and it has shown. This morning we lifted and as a team, and then she went to the regular weightlifting after that. She's just dedicated, works hard, has a positive attitude. She's loud and excited. And tries to get her teammates to do the same. So she's another great lead by example player. Number 13 is our senior middle blocker, Haley Anderson. This will be Haley's third year starting for us. She has put a ton of effort into her back row game. Obviously being tall has helped her in the middle and the front row. But being tall is sometimes a disadvantage in the back row. And Haley has done such a great job overcoming that. She got a hole in her elbow pad last week, and her mom asked how that happened, and she said, "Well, I've been passing." So this is really exciting. She wants to be a passer, too, so hopefully we can make that happen a little bit for her this year. And then our last senior, number 14, is Jenna Coyle. She's an outside hitter. She's a transfer from Lacaparo. She is also on JV, and as far as, like, eligibility goes, we're not sure where that stands yet, so she's been coming to practice and working hard, fitting well into our system, so it's been fun to have her in the gym as well. Okay. And that rounds out our group.
Wow, that's a large group there, Haley.
It is, yeah. We're not used to this. So,
Good to see.
They raised the number up to 18. So,
okay. Woo. Great. That's awesome. How about your coaching staff this year?
So I'll start with our manager, I guess. We have Carmen Larson. She's a 10th grader. She's going to be our manager. She shows up to every practice. She plays the music. She stops the music. She starts the timers. If we are short a group, she fills in and tosses balls and things like that. So she's really great to have. And then we have Rhonda Olson-Nelson, who is our junior high coach. We've got about 14, 15 athletes in the junior high program this year. And so that's really great numbers for us with 7th and 8th grade, both having about equal number of kids. And then Amber Omland is a 5th grade teacher here in Dawson. So we work together during the day, and we're going to be coaching together at night. She's my assistant, and she coaches C-Squad and JV. I really tried to rope her in last year, but we're excited to have her in this year. She's got two little kids and a husband who's ready to be supportive and get on the road with us.
Awesome.
So we're really excited to have her as a part of our staff.
Good. Good, Haley. All right. That sounds like a good group of girls to work with. And how do you see the Camden Conference this year? Maybe talk briefly about your schedule a little bit. And how do you see the Camden Conference and the section?
Yeah. So obviously the Camden Conference is always a tough one. We start out with a non-conference game against CGB in Graceville. And we have played them in the past. And it's always good to get something non-conference out of the way because typically our conference is really tough. We also have Murray County Central right away, which is another tough team. They graduated, I think, seven or eight seniors last year, if I remember correctly. So we're hoping to come away with a couple wins right away and just start with a lot of momentum. And then the weekend of the fair, we go right into the Montevideo tournament. So that's going to be another big weekend for us to get a lot of playing time. And
good.
The conference obviously is tough. YME graduated quite a few girls last year. Lakeview graduated four-ish there. They had some really, really good leaders. Canby had a pretty decent-sized graduating class. Obviously, Mineota always seems to graduate kids and bring good athletes back. KMS is a really strong team. They're AA now, I believe. So we're just kind of looking at some of those teams we played last year that we had close games with are definitely games we need to win this year. As a coach, I've always been focused on growing the program. And now that we've got kids that have been in the system for 5 years, it's really important that we start winning ball games. So that's kind of our goal. Get over 500, be aggressive, go out and give it everything we have, play together, work together, and just be better people because of each other.
All right, real good, Haley. Well, the best of luck this year. And we'll be covering you on Q92 all season long and looking forward to it. So
sounds great. Thank you so much, Paul.
Yep, that's Haley Grittmacher, head coach of the Dawson Boyd volleyball team.